keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Hello, this is Sandra. I want you to go beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, Lagos. You've got 3 full days left to collect your PVC. 3 days. 3 full days left. Remember, no PVC, no vote. And if you don't vote, you just voted for whoever wins. Not voting is a vote. There's this parable that tells the story of the gods inviting all the animals for a meeting. Chicken decided that he won't attend the meeting. So he told the other animals that attended the meeting, anything you people decide there, I agree. So at the meeting, the gods said, "We want human beings to start making sacrifices to us. Which of you animals should they use?" All the animals said, "Chicken." If you witness a story or a news event, Lagos, and you think Lagos should hear about it, please call us on 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. Thank you for tuning in. I've got a great show for you. We'll start with the big three as always. Let's talk about the Tinubu camp commenting on the bullion van. Then let's talk about Tinubu claiming that the Naira note swap and fuel scarcity are conspiracies to sabotage his campaign. And then let's talk about the Air Force strike in Nasarawa. As a Jara story, there was a fire at the Balogun market, and we heard from the Lagos State Fire Service criticizing the traders there for constantly refusing to put safety measures in place. Now, I wonder, is it the market leadership that should put safety measures in place? Is it the government that should be putting safety measures in place? Because you have Margaret Adesheye, who is the director of the Lagos State Fire Service, saying that the creation of wide walkways, placement of fire hydrants at strategic points in the market will go a long way in protecting lives and properties. And you have to wonder, well, whose job is that? Is that the job of the traders, or is that the job of the government? Why are markets in Lagos and Nigeria, to be fair, prone to fires? We'll talk about that as well on today's Big Three. At 4 o'clock, we'll bring you Eyewitness. We'll carry over the market story there. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about all the biggest election stories on the road to February 2023. On the step down today, we'll talk some more about that woman whose husband has banned her from sending money to her parents. That's after the news at 6 o'clock. Of course, expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Did Tinubu's camp contradict Tinubu on the bullion van affair? Why does Tinubu believe the Naira swap will sabotage his campaign? Who was behind the airstrike in Nasarawa? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is the bullion van saga. You often one of Tinubu's key supporters answered. Ayodele Adewale is running for the Amuwa Dauphin House of Reps seat under the APC. And he was on TV. And he had this to say about the bullion vans.
On the other question of the bullion van or no bullion van and all of that, I think that matter has been put to rest. There was no money in the bullion van. The bullion van that even came missed the address to have come there.
Okay.
It missed the address to have come there, and that was why the bullion van was...
But why was bullion van moving on election day? I thought there was supposed to be no movement.
No, there was not an election day. I was in the house on that very day.
The bullion van missed
the address to have come there.
Okay. I thought your presidential candidate had actually said that
he said that jokingly.
Okay.
It was a joking statement.
So the bullion van missed the same way
Mr. Dangote said that when he wanted to authenticate and get his mindset that truly he has money, he went to cash 1 million naira, brought it to his house, sat and looked at his money, and returned it to the bank.
No, but I just want to get this right. You said the bullion van missed its way to come into the place.
Yes.
But that place is not a known bank, or was it a bank? I just want to get to the root of it.
There are some companies that have high staff that pay their staff with cash, okay. Right? That bullion van missed his way there.
Okay.
And it was not invited by Asuaju or anybody.
Okay.
Ayodele Adewale is running for the Amuwa Dauphin House of Reps seat under the APC, and he said that about the infamous bullion vans. Now, this is quite different from what Bola Tinubu said at the time.
Yeah, we're making progress.
No.
There are allegations that your party are planning to rig this election. For example, there are pictures online at the surface, the bullion vans coming out of your premises.
Bullion vans. I don't ballot papers. Where am I voting now? Where am I voting?
The allegations are that those bullion vans carry money or ballot.
Excuse me. Is it my money or government money? I don't work for government. I'm not in agency of government. And let anybody come out to say I've taken any contract from the government of President Muhammad Buhari, APC, in the last 5 years. They should prove it. I'm on my own. And I'm committed to my party. So, even if I have money to spend in my premises, what's your headache? Excuse me. If I don't represent any agency of government, and I have money to spend, if I have money, if I like, I give it to the people for free of charge. As long as...
So, there you have it. As you heard, Tinubu did not say the van came to his compound by mistake. He said, if I decide to spend my private money, what's your business? By the way, Tinubu's statement at the time was not 100% accurate. Just as a fact check, the purpose of the money matters. Because if it's something legal, then yes, it's nobody's business. But if it was for vote buying, then no, it would be public business because that would be a crime. I'm not saying that that's what happened there. Tinubu himself said, as long as it's not for vote buying. But I am saying that if Tinubu is asking why the public is interested in a bullion van in his house before election day, it's because the public wants to confirm that a bullion van was not transferring money for vote buying. Also, the public wants to make sure that the money in the bullion van, if it came from a bank, did not exceed the cash withdrawal limit. Because remember, Donyo Kukwe, Labour Party, just got convicted in court for that. But back to Adewale's statement. He wants to represent Amuwa Dauphin House at the House of Reps under the APC. Based on Tinubu's answer back in 2019, what I played for you was a video from 2019. I hope you watched it on our live stream. Based on Tinubu's answer at the time, how do you view Adewale saying that the bullion van got there by mistake? 0700993993993. men call me on that number. Women call me on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. If you're listening abroad and you want to join the conversation, please go ahead and call us over Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Hello. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Good afternoon,
sir. What's your name?
My name is Peter.
Peter, welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, but I'm very disturbed.
Why?
These kind of people that want to be an affair of this country.
Okay.
They don't know the law. Okay, if there's somebody like a Tinubu who will come on national television and make this kind of statement, then what will the other man be? I don't see, we Nigerians, we should be serious.
All right, Peter. Thank you for calling. 99.3,
hello.
Hello? Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
I'm Musi from Kitchens.
Welcome.
That statement from that guy that wanted to campaign at Amworld of is the greatest lie of the season.
Okay.
Hi. How will he be speaking the mind of Tinubu when Tinubu himself spoke his mind on the day of election? We watched it live on that day of election when he was saying it. So how can somebody come back now and be telling us another story? That's a cooked story, number one. Number two, how can he be saying that there is a company in that area that used to pay cash to their workers? Eh? In 2019, company paying cash of that amount to their workers in this country. The highest lie of the season.
All right, let's talk to Abednego in Ogun State. Abednego, hi.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Abednego.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Right. Sandra, first and foremost, I took my phone. I dialed the phone number of this station. They pick. They transfer my call. Abednego, a mistake at it there.
No, no big mistake.
Good. Now, compare it to this fact. You are contesting for a particular position, bros. I mean, I don't think that you should use us to play. The year is 2023. It's better to just say you can't answer such question than trying to defend what you know that is already defenseless. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because that's what it's beginning to sound like. This issue has lingered for so long. Look at his statement versus the statement his principal made. These are slightly different things. You are saying, oh, the thing came in by mistake. And then you didn't still answer the question. You kept on interrupting them about how bullion vans were moving on election day. How about now?
No, it wasn't election day. It was the day before election.
Okay, it was the day before election.
Yes.
Then at least tell us truly, truly, what was the money meant for?
Well, he has told you he wasn't coming to Tinubu's house now. What else do you want?
He was not. So when was it coming to? How did he not reach
here? He said it missed the road. It missed road. It's mistake. He came there by mistake. He wanted to go somewhere else and came there by mistake.
Okay, election day, we'll know who will miss vote. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Abednego. Thank you for calling. I'll take a final call from Emmanuel. I'll bring you our second story. Emmanuel, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
We have Emmanuel on the line.
Hi, Emmanuel.
It's unfortunate that Bola Tinubu, you know, does not have good advisors. And then some way, somehow, he himself, you know, is a person who is arrogant. And I doubt it if he's somebody who will take people's advice. Because this contest in the first place, you know, wasn't for him. Based on people who surround the powers that be. I mean, the people at the top echelon of APC.
Okay.
You know, but he find a way, you know, struggle. And then get the ticket. Everything starts from that time. It's not just now. So it's clearing that there is sabotage, in the campaign. So how he's going to maneuver, I don't know. But I tell you, Jagaban, he's ready to fight even in the gutter. But let's see how it goes. Thank you.
All right, let's see how it goes. Thank you for calling. Bola Tinubu says that fuel scarcity and Naira redesign are attempts to sabotage his campaign. That's our second story. Let me play what he said for you. You can watch it live on our live stream as well.
Naira
So let fuel be expensive. Only they know where they keep it. Keep petrol. Keep the naira. We will vote and be elected. You may change the ink on the naira notes. What you expect will not happen. We will win. Bola Tinubu speaking there. It's an interesting allegation. Because you have to remember that the petroleum minister is the president. And the president also says that he fully supports the CBN's naira redesign. So is Tinubu suggesting that the president, who is from his party, is working against him? Meanwhile, the PDP is mocking Tinubu's claim. They say that he's using style to separate himself from the president because he believes the administration is doing badly. They said, quote, frustrated by President Muhammadu Buhari's unwillingness to attend some of his insipid rallies, Tinubu launched an attack against the president, who doubles as the Minister of Petroleum. It is funny that Tinubu is just commenting over the fuel scarcity, which started in different parts of the country as far back as February 2022. In Lagos, where Tinubu claims to be the landlord, the state has been witnessing fuel queues since last November. It is therefore dubious of Tinubu to try to extricate himself from the failures of his party because elections are 30 days away. Having seen his imminent defeat at the polls, he's already using the fuel scarcity and naira redesign as excuses. Tinubu should throw in the towel or get ready to be disgraced on February 25th, 2023. In a word, is enough for the wise. That's from the PDP campaign. Lagos, I want to hear your thoughts on this story. What was your reaction when you heard Tinubu say that the fuel scarcity and the naira redesign are attempts to sabotage him? I saw a number of Tinubu supporters saying that on Twitter, at least. I saw it from Dayo Israel, the APC youth leader. I saw it from Femi Fanikayode. I saw it from a number of APC supporters, APC members, PCC members. What do you think about that line of argument? Do you agree with Tinubu? Do you agree with his party members, his supporters? Or do you believe the PDP's view that Tinubu is trying to separate himself from Buhari because he's worried about losing? Women, call us on 01. It doesn't look like our number is working. So everybody, please call us on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp 080-959-75805. We've got Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And obviously there is Skype for our listeners abroad. Skype is Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon. Hello. Are you there? Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay. Doesn't look like he can hear me. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Godman, yeah.
Godman. Do you agree with Tinubu?
You see, that's why I think some of these candidates in these government officials need to go on a mental... They need to check them mentally and see if they're okay. I'm sorry, because sometimes you just... When you see them display some things, you're like, what's wrong? Is something wrong mentally with these people? One, that's one. Number two, and I think that's just a mind game. He wants to win the sympathy of people. So he will look for something to play the victim. So, they're doing this against me. Be on my side. This is it. I don't think there's anything like that happening. But I think Tinubu is also looking for sympathy from the people to get votes.
Hmm.
Yes, and I think APC, they will not be fighting against themselves. I don't think so. I think this whole issue is against any other party.
Okay. All right. All right, Godman. Thank you for calling. Chris is on the line. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I do. President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, your senior special advisor.
Mm.
You know, some years back, about two or three, no, before this election, sir, Buhari made it clear that he will not allow all these money bags to hijack this election. He said it. And they asked him, are you going to move the date of this change? He said no. 3 months is enough to you to change money. How much money do you have? And for that Adewale guy, you know, he's the former local government chairman of the Amuwald office.
Yes.
How can you say the bullion bar misruled? And look at the man who the team come to his house. He was telling us that he never worked with any government, he never do whatever. And you are telling Nigerians that that van misruled. This is somebody who wants to represent also at Amuwald office. The other time I speak with him on radio, I say, you are in the good book of this man. That's why you are. He said, no. He's a young man, Adewale. I know him well. And for the APC candidate, the other day you were telling Nigerians that we should be patient with Buhari government. I said, no, you are part of this government. The man, where is getting it wrong, tell him. As a national leader of the party, you kept quiet. Now, things are not going fine with Nigeria, with this government. Then you are trying to tell us that you will do one or two things. They don't study this man. The body language of the president, people don't study. If you study him, you know Buhari is not that type of person.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for calling. We've got Adebantu who... afternoon, Sandra. Adebantu sang in his song, Loyalty na Cash and Carry, Objection na Mortuary. Everybody get agenda with their machinery enterprise. This is what is playing out in these big boys' party and campaign. Looking at their primaries and their political rallies also, this is the formula they want to buy the people over. Also, there is the issue of INEC and police compromising. Nigerians, we have seen the writing on the wall. We must do away with vote buyers, agro breeders, low-grade mines from local to federal government, House of Reps and Senate. Nigerians, vote with sense. That's Dayo from Fagba with that message there. All right, let's take a break. When we come back from this break, our third story is the airstrike on the Nasarawa-Benue border. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our third story is the airstrike on the Nasarawa-Benue border. The strike killed at least 27 people, but Mieti Alar claims the number is higher. They claim the victims were their members. They were moving with their cattle from Benue to Nasarawa. Apparently, they just freed their cattle from the authorities in Benue. Because remember, Benue has an anti-grazing law. But if they catch your cows, you have to come and bail your cows with a fine. And there's also a debate about who executed the strike. Mieti Alar and other observers are accusing the Air Force, but the Nasarawa State Governor, Abdullahi Sule, claims that it was an unidentified drone. The police say they don't know who is responsible, but they are investigating. There's still no comment from the Air Force, but that's all we know so far. 27 people dead. As we find out more, I'll tell you. But what do you think about this situation? And the fact that after such a tragedy, we cannot immediately identify who is responsible, who was responsible. 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can talk about our first two stories. For our first two stories, I told you, I played for you, really, the explanation we got from Tinubu's camp about why those bullion vans were in his house in 2019.
On the other question of the bullion van or no bullion van and all of that, I think that matter has been put to rest. There was no money in the bullion van. The bullion van that even came missed the address to have come there, and that was why the bullion van was.
But why was bullion van moving on election day? I thought there was supposed to be no movement.
No, there was not an election day. I was in the house on that very day.
It was the day before election.
The bullion van was missed the address to have come there.
I thought your presidential candidate had actually said that.
He said that joking. The same way Mr. Dangote said that when he wanted to money, he went to cash 1 million, brought it to us.
Look, it is right. Said the bullion van missed its way to the place.
Yes.
But that place is a non-bank, or was it a bank? I just want to get to the root of it.
There are some companies that have high staff that pay their staff with cash. Okay. Right, that bullion van missed his way there, okay. And it was not invited by Asuaju or anybody.
Okay, comrade.
On our ICV, those reporters interviewing the candidate who wants to represent Amuo Dofin at the House of Reps, Ayodele Adewale. And of course, I played for you before the break what Tinubu said back in 2019 when he was questioned about the bullion vans. He said, if I decide to spend my private money, what's your business? So that was our first story. For our second story, Tinubu claims that the fuel scarcity and Naira redesign are attempts to sabotage his campaign. And then for our third story, there was an airstrike on the Nasarawa-Benue border that killed at least 27 people. How does a thing like that happen? And how can a thing like that happen and we do not immediately know who is responsible? Because remember I said that Mieti Ala and other observers said na Air Force Duam, Nasarawa Governor Abdullahi Sule say na unidentified drone, police say they don't know who Duam, Air Force never comment, and that's where we are at the moment. We've got T.A. on the line. Hi, T.A. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Yeah. So, concerning the first story, I was actually watching it this morning, and I was just laughing. I think these people take us for fools, you know. You say a bullion van, not one, two, miss their way into the Bodleian home of your principal.
Mm.
And they think that we are fools for all these shenanigans they are showing. But again, it all depends on the electorate for them to begin to see the red flags, because all these things are pointing to one direction, that when these people get there, this is what they're going to do. They will be flagrantly taking all the money, and they will be giving you stupid excuses for corruption and everything. And regarding the second story, it is a shame, and this is going to be in history that a ruling party will be campaigning against itself for election. I've never seen it in my life, and I have lived enough to know that this has never happened. But this is going to be the first time. Mm. I just hope Nigeria will shine their eyes and will see the reality. Thank you very much.
T.A., thank you so much for calling, and thank you for keeping it short. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Baba G.
Baba G, welcome. Can you speak up for us? Your voice is very low.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Go ahead.
Yeah. Honestly, the first story, two bullion, you know, escaped, missed their way, and there's a law guiding bullion. I don't know, Sandra. You are a journalist. Can individual be using bullion? And if you want to pay salary, are you not paying salary through the accounts of those people? And what is the company? That the company is in that compound. The bullion van entered, two of them. And again, the man in question said, if the bullion van enter, what is the concern of other people? That I can spend my money the way I want it. I've not taken any contract from the government. And who is defending him now? That is, by the way, that of Ogun State saying that people want to sabotage, you know, the kind of creating unnecessary scarcity of new Naira note, and that of fuel. It's funny, honestly funny. You know what is playing out, Sandra?
What?
There's a problem within the ruling party.
Okay.
Now, if you remember what Mr. President said before the primary, he told all the governors, allow me to pick my successor. And at the end of the day, what happened thereafter is like the governors rebel against Mr. President. And Mr. President wants to pay them back now. And they are not smelling the coffee. And if you look at all the campaigns, Mr. President reluctantly, I think he attended one or twice. And the vice president has never attended anyone. And I mean, they resigned. You cannot tell me that they are still working. None of them. The one that resigned, they are no longer a minister, the vice president, and that was so many of them that resigned and contested the primary with Tinubu. They are no longer attending the campaign. So you will understand that something is going on right there and people don't understand. So let's watch and see. We are just looking at them.
What all right, Baba G, thank you very much for calling. Let's watch and see, he says. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Kennedy.
This is Kennedy?
Kennedy.
Well, oh, Kennedy, go ahead.
My own thing is that, we should just leave this man alone. I tell you. I'm a different thing. Yeah, come on. Everybody has contained their own opinion and all that. The man has said to us, by the way, this thing happened in 2018. I wonder why he didn't come in again in 2023. I mean, people should concentrate more on, what they need to do, which is getting their physical and force their mind. Mm. You see, all this kind of somebody getting bullion fan and all that. Mm. Of course, maybe as a blame to know this. Who are you out there now? Mm. If you are going to draw 1 million, last time I was.
Kennedy, your connection is not very clear.
No problem. But that does it. That's what the story is here. The story is about the Nasi Allah. Let me go alone. Thank you.
Okay. Did you guys catch a lot of what Kennedy was saying? Because it was chopped up from my end. We've got Clement in Ikeja on the line. Hi, Clement. Clement, are you there? Ah, that's unfortunate. Call us back if you can. 99.3.
Hello?
How you doing? What's your name?
I'm Samuel.
Samuel, turn that radio off.
Okay, I'm calling from Jikapa, Uyaya.
Welcome, Samuel. Go ahead.
Yeah, the story of Bullion Van, my sister, you can see that this bullion just deserving us. A day before the election, I vote at Polo Club.
Mm.
That day, we saw a lot of things.
What did you see?
We that were voting for PDP candidates. You know, we gave us chance to vote that day. People were parading, running to body loan to go and collect money in order for them to, we want to submit their PVCs. So let us try to change our mindset. This election is a transformation. Nigeria is going through another transformation. Nobody will show us who we are going to vote. Like you said, everybody should go and get his PVCs. Let us go to the pool and decide our fate. We have suffered enough. Auntie Sandra,
sir,
we cannot buy a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread now, that is 100 naira, 150 before. Now, a loaf of bread is 300-400 naira, 500, 1,000. Where are we going to? I'm stuck in this place. I stay in Shomolo, but I work in Awuyaya. I cannot move from here to even Obalande. Because Obalande, I'm paying the 400 naira, 300 naira. Now it's 1,200. With the salary of 30,000, an HND holder. What are we saying? Education for the past 1 year, we have been down. Economy crippled, security, everything down. And this rule are still telling us they have done well. What kind of country is it? God should forgive us. If we have sinned to God, you should forgive us. That is my prayer. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Ezinwa is on the line. Ezinwa, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Now, this is the Bafmio.
Which
this
one?
The Bafmio.
Which one? We get three stories. Which one?
Tinubu one, the Bafmio.
Which of the Tinubu one?
This one where you say, in the deputy, they talk, the other man, they talk of saying a mistake. Instead, they talk of saying, collect money from government. This P2B spokesman, what did he do before they arrest him? It is not because of the money, it's too much for him. That is why they arrested him.
But we don't know where that money did that bullion van. We just see bullion van. We don't know what that money did inside.
Why they no mistakenly carry the money coming Ikorodu from my house here? why must in the own house they will mistakenly carry the money good? Now, wow, this election will decide. I know that God wants to do something for this election. God want to do something for this election.
Ezinwa, thanks for calling. Tunde says, I can imagine how it feels to always defend the indefensible. One characteristic one must possess to be a politician is to be shameless and have a penchant for telling lies. Omar Sheo, it's ridiculously appalling. Two-Face said, it be like say they want to tell us another story again. You be like say, Nigerians will decide their leaders. As for his outburst yesterday, arms crossed. We will understand after the elections. All right, Tunde, thank you for your message. Sandra, these bunch in politics have a very gross contempt for Nigerians. Their perception of us by these people is worse than a disdain for the gypsies. And unfortunately, we are so distracted from critical thinking of what really matters. Whatever the outcome, let it be known that all the signs exist for herds to see and turn back. We are born, programmed, and entrapped in our mundane fights with each other, and our true enemies are looting the spoils from the streaming of our blood. Ah! See poetry now. CJ, look at poetry. Wonderful. Hey! All right. This message here says, Sister Sandra, sometimes when we listen to some politicians selling fat lies to our face, we kind of imagine how their ruling will be. Bullion van missing its way to Jagaban house when it's not toy van, mistakenly thrown into the compound by some kids. There is God, oh! Tony Tonero from Ogun State with that message. All right, Tony. Tokpe says, I pray that bullion van should miss road and enter into my compound this year in Jesus' name. Sandra, please help me shout amen. Please, I don't used to pray that kind of prayer before they come and arrest me as an accomplice. I've got Akin from Lagos says, it's hard that human dignity has been degraded all in the name of frivolous political loyalty sentiments. Contradiction has been the epitome of APC and its members. But they have been defeated. Akin from Lagos with that message there. Grandma Princess says there are 18 parties in the race for the 2023 elections. How come Ashiwaju is claiming that the changing and printing of the new Naira notes and fuel shortage is targeted to his own detriment? Why are the presidential candidates of the other 17 parties not complaining like him? Is there something that Nigerians do not know? Why Ashiwaju claims these two things are targeted at disorganizing his campaign? Maybe there's more that meets the eye. Maybe Ashiwaju has to expand on these claims so that Nigerians can understand him better. All right. Thank you very much for your message, Grandma Princess. Baby Mama says, I support Buhari. Okay, that's good. We've got Lucky Lola who says Tinubu is now campaigning like opposition. Tinubu is on the same page with the masses. APC failed woefully, should not be rewarded with another term. We now know who is instigating the DSS to fight and arrest the CBN governor. We do? Who is that? Huh? Are you making an allegation that you can substantiate? This message here from Godwin in Ikotun says, as regards the airstrike, I'm shocked that the governor said it was an unidentified drone. If that is the case, then we are in trouble. That means our airspace can be violated at any time with people killed. Does it mean that a country like Nigeria does not have air defense? Good question. Very good question, Godwin. Okay. All right. I'm noting that. So I have like two comments now that could be like caller of the week. We've got this message from Hassan in Surulere who says, Ayodele reacting on the bullion van is not running for House of Reps now. He's currently the organizing secretary of Lagos APC. All right, Hussein. Oh, it's Hussein, not Hassan. Hussein, thank you for your message. He is, however, running. We've got Clement from Surulere. I think he already called and we took his thoughts. But anyways, he says, Oga Tinubu doesn't have good advisors. He should step down. He doesn't have anything to offer. Sandra, there is a conspiracy on the part of the presidency. Why redesign of the currency coupled with fuel scarcity a few days to election? What surprises me is the unusual silence from Aisha Buhari, who was an ardent supporter of Tinubu from the beginning of the primary elections. That's Afiz Lawal on AIT Road, Alagbado, with that message. Tunde Mbariga says, see live from the pit of hell. Tinubu's house has now become an ordinary citizen's house that the driver of the bullion van cannot know. No security men in the house to stop the van, Abi. Mr. Politician, well done. No, okay. Mr. Oluwaseyi from Igbesa says, I totally disagree with Tinubu's view. It means Tinubu is ready to spend billions on election. The old Naira must stop. We need our elections to be free and fair. Mr. Oluwaseyi says that he has collected his PVC. Hey, I'm happy to hear that. Well done. Chris from Accra says, in 2014, the APC arm twisted and used all sorts of guerrilla tactics to oust GEJ. In 2022, Shettima called Oshimbajo ice cream seller. Days later, Tinubu mocked PMB, saying he failed three times. And now this. How does Tinubu, Shettima and his cohorts want to be on the good books of his party with this attitudes and win inside the APC? Kole work. Meanwhile, that Adewale is an Ishekiri man claiming Omo Egbe Yoruba. Now, wow, everybody wants to do them. Let's come back to the phone lines. We've got three stories. Which one do you want to talk about? We talked about the airstrike on the Nasarawa Benue border that killed at least 27 people. We talked about Tinubu claiming that the Naira note swap and fuel scarcity are conspiracies to sabotage his campaign. We talked about the Tinubu camp saying that the bullion van back in 2019 got to Mr. Tinubu's house by mistake. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name?
This is Noye. Good afternoon.
Noye, welcome.
The female lines are not going.
Sorry, we're working on it.
Okay. Mm. Because I'm very speechless because I don't know what thing I'm going to talk to you. I don't confuse. I don't know what I'm going to do. But if money, the entire person in house by mistake, let us watch and see. Get your PVC, Auntie Sandra.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Omasheo.
Sandra,
I beg. If you miss, if you don't put this story on our Friday, I'm very angry with you.
I'll put it. Wait, which one should I put in?
Bank will just make mistake and come to my compound.
Okay.
When I'm not a central bank or one of the commercial banks. No, I'm shocked. Don't have a job is driving all the beautiful houses at on Bodulo, the enter those ones. Don't went straight to waiting now. Oh my show.
My guy said, oh my shit. Yes, it's definitely a candidate for Nawa story on Friday. Sandra is on the line. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Oh. And I'm sure they are wishing that this is NTA day. Yes, we are waiting for 4 o'clock to start. Then you close by 12. And then you forget what was said. You see social media, you go, they catch them. My own is advice.
Okay.
For these young people that are in their 50s, this man is in his 80s, 90s. He's going, at least away from politics. They should just help themselves. This man, please. Send his name, we will be repeating their names. See, you must not defend what is not possible. You can say no comment that he has explained it. That's what he would have said. A lot of them are just making this man look silly with their own explanation. If you had watched Daniels today, you would have been laughing and raising your legs. It's terrible. You don't have to answer. You don't have to reply. And for the market, Sandra, Gabajumo, you know, the in between the buildings, they have, short shanties or makeshift short stores for, you know, these people that collect money for their wives and girlfriends. That these are the people that will now cover that place. And they keep making noise. One day I will call you to come and do
a report.
Maybe cover that the story there.
Right. Okay.
On the roads, you go inside, they give them trays. They will say on the roads and block the roads.
Hmm.
And blame the traders. They can't blame the traders. Traders are not collecting money daily from them. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra. Thank you very much for calling. By the way, after the business news at 4 o'clock on Eyewitness today, I want us to talk a bit more about the fire at Balogun Market today. Because you have the director of the Lagos State Fire Service, Margaret Adesheye, saying that the market isn't putting safety measures in place to avoid these fires. She's saying that the creation of wide walk ways, placement of fire hydrants at strategic points in the market, all of that will go a long way in protecting lives and properties. Now, you think about the fact that markets are the responsibility of the local government. The local government reports to the state government. And you have to ask, well, why are you putting the blame on constant fires on the traders and the market instead of the people who are supposed to enforce some of these safety measures? Because part of the job of government is also safety. You know, if you are abroad, and you don't even have to go too far abroad. You go to Ghana, you go to Kenya, they have all kinds of inspectors, safety inspectors, food inspectors. And these people are coming to make sure that your food is safety compliant, your premises is safety compliant, the market is safety compliant, you know. And we have departments such as that in the country. I want to assume that we have that in Lagos as well. So is it the fault of the traders that we have these incessant market fires? Or is it the fault of the government who doesn't do its job as efficiently as it could? We'll have that conversation after the news at 4 on Eyewitness. We'll also take your eyewitness reports of what's happening in Lagos. On that segment, you also tell me about your experience trying to collect your PVC. I have a video that someone sent to me out of Etiosa local government, where people were carrying placards essentially trying to force INEC to give them their cards. Lots of complaints coming out of Etiosa, to be honest with you. I mean, we just 3 days left to the end of PVC collections. People are getting desperate. So let's talk about that and so much more on the other side of 4 o'clock. Ezekwesili, this is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And you heard our three stories. Did Tinubu's camp contradict Tinubu on the bullion van affair? Why does Tinubu believe that the Naira swap will sabotage his campaign? And who was behind the airstrike in Nasarawa? Three stories. You shared your thoughts. Let's take a look at some of those thoughts on social media. At Bossy Binedion says, APC as a whole are just trying to play smart because we know that their time has expired due to the fact that they have nothing to offer except lies. Nigerians deserve better from this administration. We are fed up. We've got Prince Thomas who says, please, did they also mistakenly open Tinubu's house gate? It shocked me, oh. All right. Uzoichi Kenneth says, now I'm beginning to suspect someone and his boys as the ones who are behind the allegations of terrorist sponsorship and attempt to arrest the CBN governor. All right. These are a few messages from Facebook. Let's take a look at some of the messages on WhatsApp. Sandra, please, I need to ask you, why do you always cross-examine Tinubu on your show all the time? Is Tinubu the only candidate running? How many times have you ever brought Obi or Atiku for the same purpose? Look, no amount of all these your social media ridicules can change the status quo. What were you trying to write there? Were you trying to write status quo? Because that's not how to spell that. Someone from Moe with that comment there. We've got Ralph from Satellite Town. Ralph says, Sandra, this is called defending undefendable. I'm just ashamed. Okay. Papa J from Magboro says, removing Lagos from the firm grip of APC will bring a total liberation to Lagosians. It will also expose more hidden secrets of serious financial recklessness since Tinubu's regime in Lagos. We should collect Lagos from APC. All right. We've got John. John says, use 23 hours to fear APC, 59 minutes to fear who no fear APC. And 1 minute to sleep. Okay, on a serious note, mental health crisis is underreported in Nigeria. John, I'm not going to read the rest of what you wrote there. We've got Kunle who says, the bullion van was meant for companies that pay staff in cash, but the bullion van that arrived was without cash. Interesting. Oh, Kunle, you caught that, huh? You caught that? Good man. Okay, it's 4 o'clock. Let's bring you business news. After the business news, it'll be time for Eyewitness.
It's 4 o'clock.